American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Federal Reserve voted to cut interest rates by half a point yesterday. Many analysts have been calling for the cut to deal with a weakening job market. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell had this to say about why unemployment is rising.
It really depends on what's the trend underlying the volatility of people coming into the country. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise.
A major labor union is not endorsing a candidate. For the first time since 1996, the Teamsters Union is not endorsing the Democrat candidate for president, and left-wing liberals like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez aren't happy about it.
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year. When the Teamsters are in trouble, who do they call? When we need to make sure that Teamsters' pensions are bailed out, when we need to make sure that they have a fair shake at the negotiating table with rail, it was Sean O'Brien calling Democrats for help.
But New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney says it is actually the other way around. It is Democrats asking the Teamsters for votes.
Well, it's interesting that she says that. How undemocratic of her. The majority of the Teamsters' rank-and-file members supported Donald Trump in a poll, and that's probably why the Teamsters' leadership didn't come out and go against the leadership, their own members. But she wants them to do that because guess why they're struggling? It's the Green New Deal of New York that was passed in New York and something she advocates for that's hurting all kinds of union members all across New York and all across the country.
Former President Trump delivering remarks at a rally in Uniondale, New York. The former president reacting to the Teamsters Union decision not to endorse a candidate.
It's automatic. They endorse the Democrats. Automatic for many, many decades. But you know what? They said, they looked at her, they said, we're not going there. I'm sorry. With four more years of Kamala Harris, New York State will be like a third world nation if it isn't already.
The mother of a woman murdered by an illegal alien from El Salvador gave emotional testimony to lawmakers Wednesday about the moment she found out about her daughter's death. Patty Morin, whose daughter Rachel was killed last year in Maryland, testified at a House Homeland Security Committee hearing on the border crisis. This morning, she said, only one candidate has been there for her family, and it wasn't Kamala Harris.
No interaction with Kamala Harris or the Biden administration at all. With Mr. Trump, it's been several interactions. Like, he checks in with our family just to see how we're doing and if we need anything. And it's more, you know, emotional support and just like, I'm here for you, I'm here for your family.
A black political analyst says it was clear that black journalists are going out of their way to coddle Vice President Kamala Harris.
Much was made about the confrontational reception greeted former President Donald Trump this summer when he agreed to attend a forum hosted by the National Association of Black Journalists. But Kamala Harris was greeted adoringly and given softball questions on Tuesday when she agreed to be interviewed by the NABJ. Melanie Collette is a political commentator and member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network.
Just listening to even the tone of voice of the questioner, they were talking to her in such a kind, soft, soothing manner. It really was amazing, as opposed to the very angry and aggressive energy behind the way they were talking to President Trump. It was just so clear. Just clear differences in how they were handling her. It was really ridiculous.
And Collette says besides allowing her to dodge questions about topics like slave reparations, the NABJ did not invite Fox News anchor Harris Faulkner to attend, as they did during Trump's appearance.
People actually have asked me about that. I said, do you really think they were letting Harris anywhere near Kamala? Absolutely not. We know why. Because Harris would have asked a real policy question that Kamala is not prepared to answer. We all know that anytime she gets asked a real question, she gives no detail. She speaks in broad generalities about like what the vibe is.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.